Teilzeithelden auf der Spiel 2018. In unserem Interview von WizKids, Seth Schlesen.
So, perfect. Holger and Daniel from Teilzeithelden, and we're here with Zeth from WizKids.
Hello.
Thank you for having us. So, tell us, what did you bring with you this year?
Our new games are Bumuntu and King Struggle. King Struggle is a trick-taking game with negotiation. 3 to 6 players, I believe, takes about 30, 45 minutes. And Bumuntu is a beautiful African-themed abstract game where you're trying to collect animal tiles. So we have beautiful tiles, beautiful artwork, and you're trying to collect the animal tiles and gain their favor. And at the end of the game, the animals are worth different favor based on things that happen during the game. And yeah, I think that's going to be a nice family game.
It has a really nice ethnic artwork. But mainly we're fantasy-focused, so let's talk about King Struggle.
Well, King Struggle has a medieval artwork, I guess, so it has that thing. So yeah, everyone has the same set of 10 cards. Each card has a power. Some of them are negotiate powers. So for example, you can have a power that says, I can add +5 to anybody's power. Holger, how much gold will you give me? I'll bump up your guy +5. You'll win the trick. So somebody else might say, I'll give you 6 gold, not to give Holger 5 gold. And so on and so forth. So most of the cards have those negotiate abilities. And gold is also worth points at the end. Sets and runs also score points. So you're trying to get certain cards as well as gold to get the most points. You play 7 rounds, player with the most gold wins.
Trick taking with negotiation. Okay, right. Sounds great. So is there anything else in the line that you can already tell us about, maybe what's coming next year already?
Or games that are not that old, but not necessarily new for this show, but for Germany, probably.
We have actually also a fantasy theme. We have Maiden's Quest, a really nice game about it's a solo, 2-player or more players, and it can be played co-op or competitive, back and forth, all in the same deck. You are a maiden that was trapped in a tower, and you decided to stop waiting for somebody to rescue you, so you go rescue yourself. The game is played in your hand. No table required or anything. Usually the deck's about 30, 40 cards or so, and it's playable all in your hand. And when you're done, when you want to stop or need to stop, you just put it in your pocket or your purse or whatever, go do what you have to do, and then come back and play. There's cool things like if you see somebody playing, you can actually go up to them and say, hey, do you need help with something, or ask them for help, and you can also give gifts. So it's a very social game, because as people help you, you sign their cards, and when you get enough signatures, you empower the card. So yeah, really, really fun game. We hopefully we'll have it here at the show. It's shipping. We had it at Gen Con, and it is in stores and available to buy. We're just hoping to have some here at the show.
Okay, perfect. Anything in the pipeline?
Yeah, we have the Magic the Gathering Heroes of Dominaria game. Yeah. We have a game called OP Arena, which is just a massive, it's all cards, but everyone's got crazy overpowered powers. Yeah, stuff like that. But we have a bunch of games scheduled for 2019.
We're excited and gonna look it up. So, did you get the chance to, maybe in the last days already, to see something else, also maybe online, and you know the scene, so do you get a image that there is some kind of trends this year, some things that pop into mind?
I don't think there's a trend that has revealed itself to me that I know of. I don't think there's any genre or any mechanic that's in the forefront at this point that everyone's talking about, kind of thing. If there is, it's escaped me. I don't see it.
Well, we've just started. So, 2 games that you are most excited about right now. Your game and one from the other ones.
Honestly, I don't know what else is coming out from others that struck me. I've been busy trying to get our games out the door. But, I mean, Maiden's Quest is very exciting to me. And I think Bumuntu as well. And then, in the future, we have a couple of cool things. The Magic the Gathering game, D&D themed games. So, there's a bunch of nice things coming out there. Some from GW that I think we just recently announced, which is very cool. So, yeah, there's a lot of things. Not one.
Oh, yeah, okay. You were hinting D&D theme, so can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Well, we have another game in the adventure system, a game like the Tomb of Annihilation, Legend of Driss, and that. So we have a new game coming out for that. And I believe we're also doing a card game with a D&D theme. It's a remake of something, but I can't announce it yet, I don't think.
Okay, certainly. So, time is limited for you. Is there anything you can tell us about Essen, Germany? Our readers like to hear, well, your experiences in this, maybe sometimes too cloudy country. In October.
Well, I grew up in New York, so this is pretty much New York weather in October, so that's fine. No, I love it here. I love the people, I love the show, and I love the fact that it is people from all over the world, and the food has been great here also. I don't think I've ever had a bad meal in Essen in my 17 or so years I've been here.
But probably you're talking about after the fair and not what we have right here.
Yeah, I'm not talking the convention food. I'm talking in the restaurants outside. Yes.
Okay, perfect. Thank you very much. One last sentence.
Hey, come to the show and enjoy. Play games.
Thank you.